Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Details on Mar-a-Lago search.
Looking for documents related to nuclear weapons.
Grim prognosis for Hollywood star.
Haitia's injuries will most likely prove to be fatal.
Airfares come back down to earth.
This could mean a deal for you if you're trying to squeeze in one more trip.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, in a statement he issued late last night, former President Trump said he will not oppose a Justice Department request to reveal details about the warrant used to search his Florida estate. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports it comes after the Attorney General broke his silence.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the Justice Department filed a motion to make public the warrant used to search the Florida residence of the former president. According to the Washington Post, the FBI agents searching Mar-a-Lago Monday were in part looking for documents related to nuclear weapons.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The unprecedented search of the former president's home, as reported by the Post, reveals deep concerns about the sensitive information that the government believes could have been at Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and the potential danger of it falling into the wrong hands.
On his social media site, Trump says, quote, nuclear weapons issue is a hoax. And referring to other investigations and impeachments, he says, quote, same sleazy people involved. About those behind the search. Well, social media posts suggest the armed man who tried to get into a Cincinnati FBI office, identified by sources as Ricky Schiffer, may have been angered by the Mar-a-Lago search. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
After the FBI searched Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday, posts believed to be from the suspect encouraged people to go to Palm Beach, where Trump's estate is located, and kill federal agents if they get in the way. Additional posts that appear to be from the same man claim he was at then-President Trump's January 6th speech on the Ellipse, and later at the Capitol as the riots unfolded. Thursday morning, a user with the same name as the suspect posted, "If you don't hear from me, it is true. I tried attacking the FBI."
The suspect was killed in a shootout with police. The House is expected to give final passage today to a key part of the Biden agenda, the big bill that deals with climate change, health care, and corporate taxes. Republicans who opposed it but failed to stop it in the Senate say it will hurt the economy. Anne Heche's family says the actress is not expected to survive the injuries from an auto wreck that have her in a coma. CBS's Carter Evans has more.
Her car was seen speeding down a street on L.A.'s west side, where she crashed into a home, narrowly missing a woman inside. Heche never regained consciousness after being pulled from the fiery wreckage, suffering burns and what doctors described as a significant pulmonary injury, forcing her to breathe with a ventilator. Heche's injuries will most likely prove to be fatal. In a statement, her family says it has long been her choice to donate her organs, and she's being kept on life support to determine if any are viable.
The good news on the inflation front is that gas prices have been coming down, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports airfares have been returning back to earth, too.
How does San Diego sound? On average, now trending about $230 cheaper than its peak in May. Hawaii down $154. Even flights to as far away as Prague could cost you about $300 less. And according to the travel site Hopper, round-trip domestic tickets for September and October are down roughly 37% from May. But Hopper expects airfares to start to climb by the second week in October as people book for the holidays.
CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us travel is central to a European bid to put pressure on Russia to stop its war in Ukraine.
The Czech Republic, which currently holds the presidency of the European Union, says there could be a blanket ban on visas for all Russian travelers. It's planning to propose the idea. It's something Ukraine's president has been calling for.
The CDC is relaxing COVID-19 guidelines and dropping the recommendation that people quarantine themselves if they come into close contact with someone who's infected. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
You still need to isolate for 5 days, but instead of then having to wear a mask around others for five more days, you can do a home test on day 6 and day 8. If they're negative and you have no symptoms, or if symptoms are improving and you have no fever without fever-reducing medication, then you can stop wearing a mask around others.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
With it getting hotter and drier in the West, California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing to spend tens of billions of dollars on water recycling and storage over the next two decades.
What we are focusing on is creating more supply. What we're focused on is creating more water.
Too much water all at once in Las Vegas. For the second time in 2 weeks, heavy rain triggered flooding in casinos along the famed Strip. In Phoenix, it's thought recent monsoons created a rat infestation that's now closed a VA nursing home. It's not clear when residents and patients will be allowed back in. In Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on legal action stemming from the insurrection.
Thomas Robertson is a former Rocky Mount, Virginia police officer, and he's just received one of the longest prison sentences in any January 6 case so far. About 7 years in federal prison, he was accused of confronting police, bringing a police colleague with him, and carrying a large wooden stick.
The NBA is retiring the number 6 league-wide. CBS Sports basketball analyst Avery Johnson says it's a fitting tribute to the late Bill Russell.
It really shows how powerful and transcendent his legacy was and how much he affected the game on the court, in the community, civil rights advocate, stood for what was right for all people.
Players like LeBron James, who currently wear the number, still can, but it will not be issued now by any team. For 7 years, John Batiste has been the high energy band leader on the CBS Late Show. Batiste won 5 Grammys, including Album of the Year last spring. Stephen Colbert says Batiste is leaving now to pursue personal and professional interests.
We're happy for you, John, and I can't wait to have you back on as a guest with your next hit record. I love you.
We're pleased to report CBS News Radio has won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence. And the World News Roundup has received the Murrow for Best Newscast for the 9th year in a row.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A breakfast cereal project depicting a flag is making an impact. close to home and far away.
One by one, two teenagers line up donated yellow Kellogg's Corn Pops and blue Rice Krispies boxes on the floor of a downtown Chicago office building, forming
the Ukrainian flag made out of approximately 5,000 cereal boxes, and the previous record was 4,000.
15-year-old Michael Kotcher of the group Chicago Children United for Ukraine is referring to a Guinness World Record-breaking cereal mosaic. So far, through their mosaic project, Kotcher and his friend Ryder Schiffman have collected almost $15,000 to help Ukraine, and they're donating the cereal to the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
It's amazing to, like, help people in Ukraine and also help people in Chicago.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Lack of food's a growing problem in Ukraine, and one of the last working dairy farms in the eastern part of the country is now producing 2 tons of milk a day. It was 11 tons before the war. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.